You're listening to Abernethy Connect Radio. With the Commonwealth Games Glasgow 2026 fast approaching, we're catching up with blind and partly sighted athletes who'll be competing. Today, we're joined by Team Scotland para bowler Robert Barr. Robert, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
First of all, how is the preparation going for Glasgow 2026? Gold last time out in Birmingham, so no pressure at all. How's the preparation looking?
We're doing quite well, yes. We've had a lot of warm-ups. We've still got a lot of practice. We're fairly confident. The format of the competition is a bit different this time, so it's quite cutthroat compared to what it was in Birmingham and before in Australia. We're confident, and once we get on the green, we hope we'll do well.
Speaking tactically, does that more cutthroat style of competition make it easier, or if you just, you know, you need to go out there and play your best balls?
Yeah, so actually it's more difficult to be tactical in such short games. We're used to playing like 15 ends in 2.25 hours, and this format is going to be two sets of 5 ends and then 1 end tiebreak. So if you get off to a bad start, then you could really struggle.
Moving away from bowling a little bit, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please, and how that led you to where you are today?
So I was born with optic atrophy, so I'm 65 years old. But for roughly 50 years, I was actually diagnosed as having cone dystrophy. Because both conditions were quite rare, it was difficult to distinguish. However, optic atrophy, it was diagnosed because my sister had sight and hearing problems as well, but she has got more physical problems, and that's through those physical problems, we discovered that it was actually optic atrophy as opposed to cone dystrophy. So optic atrophy can lead to some conditions like poor balance and muscle weakness, things like that. It can be multiple sclerosis type conditions. As a youngster, I wasn't very good at sport, and I kicked a ball about in the Elder Park in Govan. Meanwhile, a couple of generations of my family played bowls just in the park. So being not very good at anything else, I was dead keen to try bowls because my family were so good at it. And then when I got to the age of 16, I was allowed to try the bowls in the park. So I played in the public park along with my granddad for a year, and then moved on to the private greens. So I played bowls from the age of 16 until about 25. And then because of work commitments and moving house, etc., I gave the game up for 20 years. And at that stage, I didn't know anything about visual impaired bowls. I was just trying to play mainstream bowls the best I could. Then with the legacy of 2014 in Glasgow, there was a come and try session at Kelvin Grove in 2015. And I went along to that. I played quite well at the time. And I was taken into the kind of visual impaired Scotland's set up at that time, and I got my first cap in 2016.
I mean, going from playing bowls in the park with your granddad to then winning a gold medal, and now a homecoming for you with the 2026 games being held in Glasgow, must be all kind of emotions going on.
Indeed, yes. Had it been in Australia as it was planned, I don't think that I would have managed because of family commitments. So it's, apart from the fact that it's always great to pull on that Scotland shirt and it's great to play in front of our home crowd, it's so special that I didn't expect it to happen, to be honest with you. I thought Birmingham was probably my last games. Yeah, it's really, really, really exciting. Just can't wait to get on the green.
Now, it would be remiss of both of us if we didn't mention the relationship between you and your director. Give us a little insight as to how important that relationship is.
Oh, it's extremely important. Although I use a monocular and I can see some things through that, the person beside you that's helping you, they give you a commentary of your bow as it's getting played. So right away, you get an idea whether it's good or bad. And then it takes the pressure off you a wee bit because they've obviously got good enough eyesight that they can tell you how well it's finished. You've also got the other director at the far end who can tell you as well where it's finished. But my director is such an experienced player on her own right. She plays for Scotland both indoor and outdoor. With Sergeant having so much experience herself, that gives you the confidence. You've always got confidence in what she's suggesting or what the discussion of a shot. You're always confident that, you know, between us we can make the right decision.
Well, my final question for you, Robert, is obviously another aspect of the Commonwealth Games is getting other people involved in sport and parasport. So with that in mind, have you got any advice for people who have perhaps recently been diagnosed with a sight condition and maybe want to either get into or get back into sport. Now, we're not saying competing at the Commonwealth Games or anything, but what advice have you got for people?
Bowls is such an inclusive sport, and even if you feel that the elements that are against you when it comes to maybe the outdoors being a heavy, heavy green that you don't have the ability to get them up, or whether you don't like the poor weather that we get in this country, there's actually opportunities to play indoor bowls. So there's quite a lot of visually impaired Bowler Scotland clubs that are set up within indoor clubs. During the summer, they tend to split up and they just play mainstream in their outdoor clubs. But there are a couple who get together regularly. Anybody who's interested, it's a good sport. You get out in the fresh air, you get a bit of exercise, you get social company. There's a visually impaired Bowler Scotland website that you can contact us if anybody wants to try it.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Team Scotland para bowler Robert Barr, thank you so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio, and best of luck at this summer's 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow.
Thank you very much.